So, Jessica, what is your level of concern for Arizona right now?
From a public health perspective, the decreases in immunization rates across our state are incredibly concerning. We are seeing more and more children in Arizona at risk for dangerous vaccine-preventable diseases.
Are there particular places in the state that are kind of more concerning that you're watching a little closer than others?
You know, we definitely keep an eye on some of our northern areas of the state, just because they are certainly good areas for tourism. You know, you think about places like the Grand Canyon, where we get a lot of international travelers visiting. And we also know that vaccine levels are a little bit lower in that area, too.
If you're somebody who has been vaccinated for measles as a child, is there anything that you need to be worried about now?
The measles vaccine is pretty effective at protecting people against the measles. So if you have been vaccinated with both doses, it's unlikely that you would become ill when exposed to measles. However, there are many people in our population that aren't able to be vaccinated, not due to personal choice, but due to other reasons. For instance, they might be too young or they might have a medical condition that compromises them. It's those individuals that we're incredibly worried about because there's not much they can do to protect themselves from these dangerous diseases.
So for people who are not vaccinated, or specifically for parents who are choosing not to vaccinate their children, what would you like them to know about this situation?
For anyone who is unsure about whether or not they should vaccinate their child, I would strongly encourage them to have a conversation with their healthcare provider. I'm a parent. I want to make sure that my child is healthy and that she's safe. And, you know, parents often have questions about the care that they're giving for their children. A healthcare provider is a really good person to address those questions.
One interesting thing I noticed about the data on the Department of Health website is that parents kind of tend to pick and choose which vaccinations they want their kids to have. I'm just curious, do you know why that is and if there's particular immunizations that cause more concern?
That's a great point. So some students are exempted from just one vaccine. Some are exempted from all vaccines. And it sort of depends if you look across the board. Specifically with our kindergarten population, you'll see more students are vaccinated against chickenpox than they are against other diseases like measles or whooping cough. Again, I'm not sure why parents make decisions to, you know, vaccinate their children with some vaccines and not with others. However, you know, if you think about chickenpox, that's a disease that's more recently in our memories. Many parents now may have had chickenpox as a child and remember the agony of all of those, you know, itchy rashes and things that they encountered, and might have more of an incentive to vaccinate their child against that disease compared to something like measles that they've never seen before and don't know anyone who's had it.
If there is a measles outbreak here in Arizona, what happens next?
We did recently have a case in Pima County of measles, and even one case in Arizona we take very seriously. And what we do there is we look to identify anywhere that someone infected with measles had gone during their infectious period. In the instance where someone exposed to school, we also will work with local public health to identify any children in that school who are unvaccinated so that we can keep them home and out of school during an incubation period for disease and watch them to make sure that they're receiving the care that they need and to make sure that disease doesn't spread any farther.
Jessica Rigler, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Thank you.